Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais avec Véronica.
Hello and welcome. Just 2 days after Mother's Day in the UK, 2 weeks after Granny's Day in France, and most importantly, International Women's Day last Friday, celebrating the achievements of us women. We've come a long way, but it's a bit like mountaineering. You reach the top of one mountain, only to be faced with another peak in front of you and more beyond. But France has certainly been at the forefront of bringing parity, having decreed in February 1848 that 3 rights are essential to the new democratic and social republic: universal suffrage, education, and employment for men and women. The first international women's event was held in 1911 in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. In 1913, on the eve of World War I, campaigning for peace, some Russian women observed their first International Women's Day on February the 23rd, though they didn't get too far with preventing the fighting. Thereafter, March the 8th was agreed as the global date, International Women's Day, ever since. And on the last Sunday of February 1917, the same Russian women, or others, had another go and began a strike for bread and peace in response to the catastrophic number of deaths in World War I. And days after that, Tsar Nicholas II was forced to abdicate, and the provisional government granted women the right to vote. International Women's Day has grown from strength to strength, supported by business leaders and celebrities these days. Of course, yes, we do have female astronauts, prime ministers, broadcasters. And in many countries, girls are largely welcomed into university, and women are finding ways of balancing the needs of a family and a career. But unfortunately, women are still not being paid the same as men for the same work. And there aren't quite enough women in business or politics. Globally, women's education, health and violence against them is worse than that of men. So there is still much to do. But what is interesting is that International Women's Day is an official holiday in many countries, including, technically, Afghanistan. Otherwise, in countries like Armenia, Belarus, Cambodia, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Madagascar, Mongolia, Nepal, Russia, Uganda, Ukraine, Vietnam, Zambia, and many more. But equally, we know that there are 3 or 4 countries around the world that are doing absolutely nothing for women's rights. However, for the 14th year running, my friend the Icelanders have been named the most gender-equal country in the world, with over 90% of the gender gap closed. And that is followed swiftly by Finland, Norway, New Zealand, Sweden, Rwanda, Nicaragua, Namibia, Ireland, Germany. Interestingly, France and UK are not in the top 10, but that may be about to change in France, because last Friday, the French government declared the right to abortion as part of the Constitution. A powerful message, I feel, on International Women's Day, especially in the light of what's been happening in America. I end this week with an event that is a perfect example of gender parity. On Saturday the 16th at 5:30 at the lovely venue of Nauticat at L'Arc Saint-Sernin, Susan Edwards, a longtime resident of the Jazz, will be playing her cello, and David Levi, another resident of the Jazz, will be at his piano, bringing us a program of sonatas by François Poulenc and Simon Lax. And if you can't make Saturday, don't despair. They'll be playing the whole thing again at La Bordère at Caillevac on Sunday at 4. Entrance costs €25.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais, www.dfm930.com.
I hope to see you there.